Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 17, 2021. In memory of entering the land of Israel. Prophets, Joshua, chapter 4:1-4:3, and it was when all the nation had completely passed over the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Take to yourselves 12 men from the people, a man from every tribe. And command them, saying, Take to yourselves from here out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place, where you shall lodge this night. People take their basic desires and perform certain work because corrections are impossible without changing egoistic desires into altruistic ones. To enter the land of Israel means to correct egoistic desires into love for one's neighbor and through this into love for the Creator. And the Creator is the one common desire where they must fully unite in mutual bestowal to each other. Therefore, they take stones. From the word Lev Ha even dash stony heart, carry them across the Jordan, and put them in a special way on the other side of the Jordan in the land of Israel in memory of the fact that the crossing over took place here. Question. It is said that the 12 stones were taken from the middle of the Jordan where the feet of the priests stood firmly. Why are we talking about this particular place? Answer. This is the boundary. The transition of the remaining egoistic desires into altruistic ones, which is carried out exactly in the middle. Question. What do the priests within me mean? Answer. These are qualities that can work not for themselves. There are several steps in this. Moreover, such desires are chosen that are suitable precisely for the severity of this transition. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 5, 2021. How do you sort out your thoughts and desires? Question. How do I correctly sort my desires and thoughts? What are the criteria for this sorting? Answer. You should discuss this among yourselves, but only a little so as not to be confused. Of course you can read about it and listen to our lessons, we have huge amounts of material. Read articles, process them systematically, and you will see that gradually a healthy and sensible attitude will begin to appear in you, solely and only through discussions between you and by reading the sources. Question. Does this mean that I cannot sort out them by myself? Answer. No, you will not be able to do it by yourself. But the group can partially. One says something, another says something else, and a third adds something more. In your attempts to achieve agreement between you, the Creator will guide you in an unseen way. Suddenly, by way of one person, by way of a second or a third, you will begin to see that there is some kind of high logical thought that is revealed. That is how the Creator manages this. You will feel it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 14, 2019. Everything is subjective. The Book of Zohar, Key Tissa, Item 54, All those friends who do not love each other depart the world before their time. All the friends in Rashbi's time had love of soul and love of spirit among them. This is why in his generation, the secrets of Torah were revealed. Rabbi Shimon would say, all the friends who do not love each other cause themselves to stray from the right path. Moreover, they put a blemish in the Torah, since there is love, brotherhood, and truth in the Torah. Question. Is the Torah an objective reality, a perfect object? Answer. There is nothing objective. Even the Creator is not objective. Everything manifests itself relative to us. If I perceived the entire universe from my senses, from my mind and heart, what can be objective here? If I change, it means that everything will change relative to me because the whole picture is subjective in me. The Creator is also in me. The Torah is also in me. Everything is in me. Is there something outside of me? I feel, I perceive, I evaluate. Look at how people, by changing, change their opinion about the Creator and the Torah, about themselves and the world, about everything. And what does permanent world mean, the one that is outside of us? We do not know it, we do not feel it, and so there is nothing to talk about here. We need to clearly agree that everything is only relative to the observer. Just like in quantum physics, according to Einstein's theory. So, there is nothing absolute. The Torah is a method of correction. To the extent that I understand how to correct myself, I have my own Torah. The Torah consists of four parts, pardes. In accordance with the egoism that I am now correcting, I realize and implement one of its parts. The Creator has degrees. It is the property of bestowal, the property of connection of the entire universe into one global system to the extent that I perceive it. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 21. Turn your heart to the children. Society should properly realize itself relative to the younger generation. It should give them the right example, act it in front of them. Let us say we are spoiled people, we neglect each other. But we must play like a correct family, in the right relationships with each other, and show the children how much we love them in one case, and in another disapprove of them. All this should be done very gently because we ourselves still need to be educated. The mass media and all educational institutions should be involved in this. Such educational programs should be specially implemented in schools, kindergartens, and at work. Our most important problem is educating the next generation, the next humanity. If we do it correctly, we will properly educate our children and grandchildren, then they will their own, etc. The problem of mass education arose for the first time now. We see that we have reached the end of the line, our children are turning completely away from us. Nevertheless, we are capable to properly educate them. But to do this we need to fully mobilize all our resources and understand that education is the most important thing. If we do this, then thanks to our children, we will eventually correct ourselves. This is what the Torah says, you return the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers. It is in this way that the children will force us to correct ourselves. By correcting ourselves for their sake, we will correct them as well, and achieve the correct, normal, good state of all mankind. Then the whole of nature will shine in a different way because a person will enter into harmony, into balance, with it. I believe that the state we are in today, drugs, depression, suicide, and most importantly the younger generation, which completely disconnects from us, and absolutely does not want to deal with us, will force us to rebuild. Not even crises but just this. As a result, a person will begin to understand that I am nobody, I am alone, I am despised and repelled even by my children. This will be experienced by us, very painfully and will force us to turn our hearts to them, as it is said in the Torah. From Cab TV's Close Up August 19, 2009.